Let trials bless. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. This is a promise in essence, if not in form. We have need of patience, and here we see the way of getting it. It is only by enduring that we learn to endure, even as by swimming men learn to swim. You could not learn that art on dry land, nor learn patience without trouble. Is it not worthwhile to suffer tribulation for the sake of gaining that beautiful equanimity of mind which quietly acquiesces in all the will of God? Yet our text sets forth a singular fact, which is not according to nature, but is supernatural. Tribulation in and of itself worketh petulance, unbelief, and rebellion. It is only by the sacred alchemy of grace that it is made to work in us patience. We do not thresh the wheat to lay the dust, yet the flail of tribulation does this upon God's floor. We do not toss a man about in order to give him rest, and yet so the Lord dealeth with his children. Truly, this is not the manner of man, but greatly redounds to the glory of our all-wise God. O for grace to let my trials bless me. Why should I wish to stay their gracious operation? Lord, I ask thee to remove my affliction, but I beseech thee 10 times more to remove my impatience. Precious Lord Jesus, with thy cross engrave the image of thy patience on my heart.